Are you paying too much for your Medicare Part D prescriptions? At Walgreens, that's a question you won't have to ask. As a preferred pharmacy with many plans nationwide, Walgreens offers copays as low as $0 on select plans. So switching your prescriptions to Walgreens will be worth the trip. Millions of people have Walgreens as a preferred pharmacy in their network, so you could be saving big. Switch your prescriptions and start saving today. Walgreens, trusted since 1901. $0 copays apply to Tier 1 generics.
You know, when the Israelites got to the desert, they were given manna from heaven. Well, we may not have manna, but we do have New Manna. In these uncertain times, become food independent with New Manna's long-term storable food. Healthy, nutritious, dense meals, organic, non-GMO, tastes great and lasts for over 25 years. Oh, and gluten-free is available. Order now and get 20% off, free shipping, and a 60-day money-back guarantee. Just use promo code WAR. Call 888-597-0775, 888-597-0775, or go to newmanna.com.
It was what they call Hollywood's biggest night last night, the 90th Annual Academy Awards.
Stephen Rogers, look what you did. Look what you did. You're a brilliant writer. Thank you for the gift of LaVonna.
That's Allison Janney as she accepted the award for Best Female Supporting Actor for her role as Tanya Harding's mother in I, Tanya. Best Picture honors went to
The Shape of Water.
High-ranking South Korean officials meeting today in Pyongyang with North Korean leader Kim Jong-un. As top aides of South Korean President Moon Jae-in are meeting with Kim in the efforts to improve relations between the two Koreas and maybe open up a dialogue between the U.S. and North Korea as well. Blizzard sweeping into the central U.S. today. Another major winter storm could hammer New England later this week. A statewide teacher strike continues in West Virginia for an eighth day. Union leaders say teachers won't return to the classroom until they get a promised 5% raise. And this is USA Radio News.
Allergy congestion. Cut grass. Cat on the sofa. Dust in the carpet. Whenever allergy congestion makes you feel trapped, break through with Allegra D for 5-in-1 24-hour multi-symptom relief. Allegra D combines a non-drowsy antihistamine with a powerful decongestant for fast relief that starts working in just 1 hour. Break through allergy congestion with Allegra D. Use only as directed. Guaranteed or your money back. Visit Allegra.com.
Two sides show up in Oklahoma over the weekend as an Oklahoma group wants to show support of the Confederate flag. And when members of the Sons of Confederate Veterans held the rally in Oklahoma City Saturday in support of the flag, protesters also showed up to the event. The rally supporters said the goal was to pay tribute to the Confederate soldiers and their history. Those who protested argued the flag is a symbol of hate. There was no violence reported and no arrests made. The U.S. State Department approves a possible military sale to Ukraine, as we hear from USA Radio's Wendy King.
We're selling Javelin missiles and Javelin command launch units, the latest in a series of moves to help the country defend itself against Russian aggression. The Defense Security Cooperation Agency announced the potential $47 million sale on Thursday after notifying Congress of its approval. Offering assistance to Ukraine as well as pushing back against other Russian moves in Eastern Europe is in line with President Trump's national security strategy. The deal would also provide Ukraine with basic skill trainers from the U.S. and services such as logistics and program support.
And a petition to honor Reverend Billy Graham with the holidays getting big support. More than 60,000 people have signed the online petition to establish a national holiday for the late Reverend. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
When friends are not enough and you are struggling with depression, anxiety, or addictions, it's time to seek out help. Mental health is one of the most important building blocks to a healthy life. Tune into Counselor's Chat every Wednesday at noon and listen to many topics that pertain to good mental health. With Ruth Altamura Roll, a licensed professional counselor, as your host, you will learn about many facets of good mental health. Let's remove the stigma. Go to www.altarollcounselor.net for more information about my practice. And please follow me on Counselor's Chat on Facebook. Remember, Counselor's Chat every Wednesday at noon. I wish you good mental health.
Thank you. Good afternoon, everyone. This is Dr. Miola from Nutrimost of Flemington, and we are here at Get Healthy Hunterdon. Let's get to that weather, which is an interesting thing that's happened now. Everybody had a great time over the weekend. Friday, we lost power at the office at around 11:30, 12 o'clock, and some people haven't even really got back with power, and that's not supposed to come back until even Tuesday night when the next nor'easter is supposed to hit us. So today, we've got partly sunny with a high near 46 degrees, north wind 11 to 13 miles per hour with gusts as high as 23 miles per hour. Tonight, partly cloudy with a low around 25, north wind 3 to 7 miles per hour. Tuesday, increasing clouds with a high near 45 degrees. Light and variable wind becoming southeast around 5 miles per hour in the afternoon. Tuesday night, though, batten down the hatchets because we've got rain likely before 10 p.m. Then that rain and snow mixture will likely start turning around 10 p.m. and midnight. Then snow likely after that midnight hour. Cloudy with a low around 32 degrees. Southeast wind 5 to 9 miles per hour. Chance of precipitation is a high of 70%. New snow accumulations of less than 1 inch is possible unless you live up in the higher elevations, which is going to allow you to get hammered. And welcome, everybody. This is Dr. Miola with Nutrimost of Flemington, Hunterdon County's most experienced healthcare provider. And today we've got an amazing show. We're going to be talking with a native here in the Hunterdon County area. We're talking to Tom Zing from Zing Farms of the Flemington and Ringo area. So first of all, Tom, I'd like to welcome you to Get Healthy Hunterdon. And why don't you tell our listening audience a little bit about yourself and all. How long have you been farming and what made you decide to go into it if you want to? And how big a workforce you have there, your equipment and tractors, and what do you grow? Not all at once, though. Not all at once, though.
Oh, well, that's a lot. Yes. Well, thank you for having me here. Why did I go into farming? Well, I've been in farming actually probably since I was five.
Five, okay.
But I don't know why. Probably the same reason a lot of people go into other things. From when you're a child, you like it. And I still get great pleasure out of what I do. Certainly don't enjoy every day, but or every moment. Mm-hmm. But it's probably like a good job, I suppose. Workforce, it's primarily me and my son, one of my sons, and he has three fellas that help him. They're in school, so they help him part time.
Okay.
He mm-hmm. does all the hay and the straw.
Mm-hmm.
And he helps me with the grain and vice versa.
Very good.
I don't know. We farm, so I guess, well, a good 800 acres anyway. Some is organic, and all is non-GMO. We do that all here. So I've been here long enough to see a lot of everybody disappear and a lot of the good resources that we have gone as far as land goes, but I'm still here. So, and a lot of other good people are here and finding different ways to manage to make things work.
Right. Uh-huh.
We are not unique. Everything I've seen, others have seen, no matter where they live. So, I guess I'd do it because I still enjoy it.
That's always good to hear and all. And off air and stuff, we were talking about, you know, actually getting to know the farmer, you know, growing things locally, buying things locally and all. And you had alluded or you had talked about that and how that was an important value or a statement in your whole life and all.
Oh, yes. Very much so. I feel strongly that it's not just for me to survive in agriculture. Can't do it alone. You can never be an island, no matter what you're doing. And I just look at all the people that have moved out and around and live in the metropolitan areas of Philadelphia and New York. And I see it's great potential. There's a need and a desire by more and more for good, local, fresh produce. And I don't grow produce per se.
Mm-hmm.
I don't grow vegetables. That would require a very large workforce or a very small amount of acreage. And no, I don't do that. We grow grains and hay, forages, in other words. We have some beef cattle and a few goats.
Mm-hmm.
But I just always saw potential for marketing these grains to perhaps a local mill. Then when I first started experimenting with different types of crops, especially, found there really wasn't anybody. The infrastructure was gone.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, we certainly witnessed the infrastructure disappear around here with feed for livestock, but the livestock industry has really declined tremendously. But it all is still there. But I can grow the things, but they need to be made so that people can consume them.
Right.
And yes, I could do all that myself, but it's really not practical. And also, it's really for someone else to specialize in. I'm a producer, like to grow things. I think I do a pretty good job growing things. That's what I do. Someone else should be able to take that product and mill it or do whatever else it takes. There's a tremendous movement now to buy local and maybe local farm to table. And you see restaurants like that.
Mm-hmm.
We were talking before, the chefs. Oh, if you have a chef that's creative, yeah, they can really do a lot. And you know the taste of local things. I always thought that if you had a potato, say, and you bought it at a supermarket, well, that's not going to be any different than out of the garden. Right? Certain things, it's just such a staple commodity. And you would think the same about things like wheat and bread. And I have found out that's not true.
Okay.
There is quite a large difference in what the taste is. Even I don't care if it's a potato that you just dug out or if it's wheat that I have in the bin that gets milled. There's something very different, and it's not just psychological. It's for real. And I feel it's better. I mean, it tastes better to me. Now, maybe that's psychological and that it's my own, but I don't think so because other people have said the same thing. These are things that I think I would love for the people in Hunterdon County and many surrounding areas because it takes a huge area.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we mill a lot more than a local baker is going to use.
Right. Okay.
Or I shouldn't say we mill, we grow more. But I just think that's a positive thing. And it's not a false thing. It's for real. It's there. And you can have, I guess it's a better quality. I'm not sure. And that really isn't for me to say. It's for the consumer to say.
Mm-hmm.
Let them taste and find out. But I wish they'd taste and find out because it's a good eye-opening experience.
Right. Yeah, and it's interesting because you're part of a larger group and stuff from John McConaughey, the Brick Farm Group and all.
Yes.
He purchases your grain that's been ground and stuff over there at the
yes.
the mill by Mark Fisher.
Yes.
All right. So Mark's going to be on next week and stuff at our show, and we're going to we're kind of following the production and stuff. So here you are on your farm of plus 800 acres there and stuff, growing all kinds of wonderful grains. Next week we're going to talk to Mark, who's actually going to grind it up into flour.
Yes.
And then we were talking to John earlier in the month about the brick farm market that he has over there and stuff. So he had brought some of your cornmeal and some of your flour in and stuff. And so I made a chicken pot pie and stuff with the flour and the meal and stuff. And it was, my wife couldn't stop commenting on how fresh it tasted and how different it tasted from the different, flours that I bring in, flour, ground up flour that I bring into the house to do our baking with and things like that. So like you were saying, you hope that people can taste it. And that's the big thing, getting the local or even like the tri-county, the tri-state area to come and taste it and all. And they will be so surprised at how fresh the different quality of taste to it at all. It hasn't been, tainted. It hasn't been put all kinds of pesticides and insecticides or things that preserve it for a long period of time so it can sit on the shelf for months at a time.
Yes, that, and I think that's very important. I know when you go into the grocery store, they have some fresh things, and that's fine. But much of our food supply has been tainted, I guess you could say, and it still is from the farm. Things grown on the farm, whether you are a believer in organics or non-GMO, or if GMO is fine, that when it comes from the farm, it hasn't been doctored up yet. But as soon as it leaves, things change.
Right,
and that's to me that doesn't seem right. And also, I'm glad you're having Mark. I've never met Mark, and yet I know a lot of my stuff has gone to him.
Mm-hmm. Well,
but I will quantify. I have to quantify this in saying that, yes, John buys grain from me, but really, grain used for human consumption is at this point a very small amount. I mean, I couldn't possibly even think of surviving financially if that's all I did.
Right.
However, I have always thought that there's not a good reason for that. We should be able to expand. And I was so glad that John found Mark. I didn't know there was someone who was taking an old mill and refurbishing it. I didn't know that. And even if I did, I'm so busy producing.
Right.
I really couldn't take the time to go there. And I've been wanting to go to see Mark since I've had a relationship with him, but I haven't been able to yet.
Right. All right.
Someday.
That's it. We're going to take a commercial break here, and we're going to come right back. So hang on, everybody. This is Tom Zing from Zing Farms.
I'm Andy Ross. I'm chairman of the Ambassadors Committee of the Chamber. As members of the Ambassadors Committee, we contact new and renewing members of the Chamber to get their feedback on their Chamber experience and make them feel more at home with the Chamber.
Hunterdon Chamber of Commerce, building business, one business at a time.
Are you looking to get your message in front of a qualified audience through all the noise out there today? Consider taking an advertisement out on Hunterdon Chamber Radio, WHCR-DB, the voice of business. Contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. You're listening to WHCR-DB, Hunterdon Chamber Radio.com, brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
This is Tony Clark, Para Planner at Patton Heidi & Associates. Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future, how they will live tomorrow. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their terms. When they want, where they want, doing what they want. Today, Patton Heidi & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. We are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Patton Heidi & Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you pursue your retirement goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor, Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC.
Advancing Hunterdon is an ever-sharp focus on the growth and prosperity of Hunterdon County's businesses. Advancing Hunterdon engages businesses within and throughout the county that are responsive to a call to action as the next chapter in business success. If your business and organization wants to get engaged, contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. Advancing Hunterdon, a roadmap for economic growth for the business community of Hunterdon.
And we are back. This is Dr. Miola with Nutrimost of Flemington, Hunterdon County's most experienced in healthcare. And we're talking with Tom Zhang from Zhang Farms in Flemington, Ringo area and stuff. And off air and stuff, we were talking about how important it is to have proper food for cattle and stuff, and you know, whether they're out there grazing or whether on natural grasses or whether they need to have some supplement and stuff with grains that Tom is growing and stuff. So let's talk a little bit about that avenue there then, Tom.
Yes, sure. That's still a very important avenue for us. We sell, by far the most volume goes to feedstocks, and by feedstocks I mean for all kinds of livestock. Chickens for poultry, chickens for eggs, hogs for pork. I sell a fair amount to dairymen, dairy cattle. You name it.
Sure.
So,
oh, yeah.
Ducks. I've had people for ducks. There's a lot of people to feed, so that is very large business.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I don't go over there with 100 pounds or 1,000 pounds or 2,000 pounds. We have to do semi-loads.
Wow.
And that's the only way to survive mm-hmm. these days. And I, you know, we talked about I farm like 800 acres. Well, chances are economists would figure out that you don't exist. You're much too small.
Mm-hmm.
That may make some people really open their eyes a bit. But a grain farmer, you're talking tens of thousands for many, many farms.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, the farmer then is really not much more than just a manager. It's set up very corporately. And in New Jersey, we really are not very much set up that way.
Oh, okay.
And mainly because there isn't the resources anymore to do that.
Mm-hmm.
Our land resource is not there to do that. So, and I'm not picking on being big or small. Getting bigger has been the norm. It is not for any great reason other than it's what society has demanded. And that's why we are where we are. I would much rather say I farm 100 acres and I'm among several neighbors down the road who farm 100 acres, but it isn't that way. I can wish all I want, but it is not that way, and that's not the way I have had to look at it.
Mm-hmm.
And that's not the way the mega farms, quote-unquote, have to look at it. They have to look at it differently. Their market is different. Yes, and feeding the livestock, as I say, we grow some organic, and I sell most all my organics to dairymen, mostly. And a lot of my non-GMO grain goes to people who mill the products for feed.
Mm.
It's a very important thing. And because of that, I do know that the non-GMO market for feed has come around. It used to be there was very little of it. Well, there still is very little of it. It's not going to, if everybody jumped into it, farmers would be very sorry they did.
Mm-hmm.
But it's growing. The organic market, it's growing. Its pace has slowed tremendously in the past year, but it's growing. Of course, in this area, I would say probably produce growers can still not meet demand.
Oh, okay.
But I do know that even in Pennsylvania, people like the organic milk producers, there's a glut. And that has impacted them, and they have gone to what's called a quota system. And I certainly don't want to go into that. Milk marketing is very complicated. And you'll have somebody on that can talk more about that. But what that has done, it has affected me. I'll give you a quick example. I grow some organic corn, and that usually gets used primarily for feed, although John takes some, John McGarty, down to the brick farm and makes grits, and that's wonderful, and I hope I always have some for John that way. But it goes for dairy, and I rarely could keep up with the demand. People would always call me, and I would never have enough for anybody. I can only supply one or two because you can't grow that much. It requires a lot of time, requires a lot of fuel, I guess what people call the carbon footprint. Carbon footprint with organic is much larger.
Is it? Is it true?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Oh, all right.
And out of necessity. Now, you know, you don't have the pesticides and all that, but you do. You do burn a lot of fuel and use a lot of steel, and it takes a lot of your time and management. I like it. I still do it. But we're not talking about why organic or not. But the dairymen, for example, they have a slight glut, and it's only slight. And they've had to stop any expansion. And what that means is they're not pushing even the cattle they keep. Well, I didn't get one single phone call for organic corn this year.
Oh.
Now, there's many reasons why, but that, I'm sure, is the primary reason. The other reason would be it was a good growing season in the Southeast.
Okay.
But there are not a lot of organic grain producers in the East. And this is the first time ever I've never gotten a call.
Wow.
So it doesn't mean I won't get a call.
Right.
It doesn't mean I can't move this stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But it's just an indication of what's beginning.
Right.
So, and I've seen this happen many times in the conventional market. So the fact that it's now happening in the organic at a very slow pace, and it won't stay. It'll change. But it's just it's the same story. A different day is what's going on. It's
Isn't
just
that
a different group.
Yeah.
And so who knows? And again, I don't think that's happening with the produce growers, but I don't know.
Right.
So, and maybe it never will.
Right. Yeah. And it's interesting how, you know, people think that farmers are so, disconnected from what's going on in the economy and things like that. But, you know, here you guys are, you're at the beginning parts of it and all, you know, quotas and supply and demand that goes on. If you don't have, you know, the supply, you're not going to get a demand for their product and things like that. And then in the other instance, you know, you have the product and stuff, but you see a trend, you know, occurring and stuff, whether it's a long-term or short-term trend, of there not being a need for that.
Yes, and that's kind of risky.
Yeah.
You have to take a leap of faith.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, I believe very much you have to take a leap of faith, and constantly. I went to school, and I went to school for agriculture, too, so I went to college for agriculture. Don't know what I remember from all that. But I do remember one thing. I was always pretty good at figuring things. And I could really figure things out. Well, that may be a detriment. Because one thing you never learn in school, you never learn to take a leap of faith. And you don't, how can you, of course?
Sure.
It's not something that can be taught. But I can always figure out why I shouldn't do something, why it won't work.
Mm-hmm.
So that's just a...
Yeah.
A little something.
Oh, that's interesting, though. And like you said, you know, here you've got some, you know, some book knowledge about, you know, agriculture and things like that. And like you said, you know, so on one side of you and stuff, it's the analytical, it's the, you know, let's put down all the facts on this side and why we should or shouldn't do it. And then on the other side, there's that pioneer kind of word or, like, you know, experience that you've gotten, things like that, that says why not do it and all.
Yes.
So that's
take
interesting.
A chance. Yeah. Yes. Yeah, I don't think any farmer is disconnected too, and you had said from mm-hmm. the economy and so forth. You know, no one is.
Right.
Not at all. And yes, I think we know pretty well what's going on. I mean, right now, a lot of people are thinking things are looking real good, and if they were on the farm, they'd mm-hmm. say things can't get much worse or we're out of business.
Right.
So there's always... How things are packaged for people to look, as
right.
we've talked about.
Exactly,
that.
Yeah.
The economy is no different.
Mm.
There is going to be someone, and many groups perhaps, that are having a really tough time while they're packaging the thing saying, look how wonderful it is.
And right.
I don't know. You know, yeah. So
because you're out there and stuff, you're looking at the price of, like, equipment, fuel, repairs, land management, whether it's going to be, watering the product, whether you're going to be doing any kind of, alternative fertilization to it or pest control or management of things like that. And then, you know, then you've got a product and stuff. Is the rain going to be affecting it? Is the heat waves going to affect it? How long does it stay in the ground? And, you know, how long is it before you harvest it? How about, you know, getting it to market or storing it and stuff could be a whole nother.
Yes. Storage is very important. For me, I can store my stuff.
Mm-hmm.
People that grow more perishable products, well, they have to think even closer about that.
Right.
But you're absolutely right. One of the things that differentiates agriculture from a lot of other businesses is that you have to commit your resources not knowing what's going to come. Now, I know every other business sort of does that. However, another business can say, oh, let's shut down the line. We stop producing. Well, we can't do that.
Right.
We're done.
Mm-hmm.
Once it's in the ground, you've got to harvest it. It doesn't matter if that price has gotten so bad that
exactly
you think it's unconscionable for someone to offer that to you.
Mm-hmm.
You still must do it.
Right.
There is no ifs, ands, or buts about it. Now, others will benefit from your demise,
mm-hmm.
you might say.
Sure.
And occasionally there are times when it works the other way. But you don't know that when you plant.
Right.
We probably 4 or 5 years ago, we had about a year and a half of returns that were equivalent to non-farm returns. That, to farmers, was outstanding,
mm-hmm.
and it was wonderful. It took 1 year to change because we're producers.
Sure, exactly.
The money was there, so therefore the demand is there. We produced.
Isn't that something?
And we shot ourselves in the foot. And that's what we will always do, I'm afraid.
All right, we're going to take a little break here now. So hang on, everybody. We'll be right back.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Today is the day the president had wanted the DACA program to end, but Congress has yet to come up with a replacement for the program that protects illegal immigrants brought here as children. Instead, it's tied up in the court system, so people are marching in Washington, D.C. at this hour, advocating for a permanent solution, trying to send a message to lawmakers. They've come from all over the nation to Capitol Hill in support of the DACA program. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, soon to visit with President Trump at the White House today. He says he'll speak with Trump about going to the new U.S. Embassy in Jerusalem when it formally opens in May. Netanyahu telling reporters he's grateful for the, in his words, historic decision made by the U.S. to recognize Jerusalem as the capital of Israel. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Are you paying too much for your Medicare Part D prescriptions? At Walgreens, that's a question you won't have to ask. As a preferred pharmacy with many plans nationwide, Walgreens offers copays as low as $0 on select plans. So switching your prescriptions to Walgreens will be worth the trip. Millions of people have Walgreens as a preferred pharmacy in their network, so you could be saving big. Switch your prescriptions and start saving today. Walgreens, trusted since 1901. $0 copays apply to Tier 1 generics.
You know, when the Israelites got to the desert, they were given manna from heaven. Well, we may not have manna, but we do have New Manna. In these uncertain times, become food independent with New Manna's long-term storable food. Healthy, nutritious, dense meals, organic, non-GMO, tastes great and lasts for over 25 years. Oh, and gluten-free is available. Order now and get 20% off, free shipping, and a 60-day money-back guarantee. Just use promo code WAR. Call 888-597-0775, 888-597-0775, or go to newmanna.com.
It was what they call Hollywood's biggest night last night, the 90th Annual Academy Awards.
Stephen Rogers, look what you did. Look what you did. You're a brilliant writer. Thank you for the gift of Lavana.
That's Allison Janney as she accepted the award for Best Female Supporting Actor for her role as Tanya Harding's mother in I, Tanya. Best Picture honors went to
The Shape of Water.
High-ranking South Korean officials meeting today in Pyongyang with North Korean leader Kim Jong-un as top aides of South Korean President Moon Jae-in are meeting with Kim in the efforts to improve relations between the two Koreas and maybe open up a dialogue between the U.S. and North Korea as well. Blizzard sweeping into the central U.S. today. Another major winter storm could hammer New England later this week. A statewide teacher strike continues in West Virginia for an eighth day. Union leaders say teachers won't return to the classroom until they get a promised 5% raise. And this is USA Radio News.
Allergy congestion. Cut grass. Cat on the sofa. Dust in the carpet. Whenever allergy congestion makes you feel trapped, break through with Allegra D for 5-in-1 24-hour multi-symptom relief. Allegra D combines a non-drowsy antihistamine with a powerful decongestant for fast relief that starts working in just 1 hour. Break through allergy congestion with Allegra D. Use only as directed. Guaranteed or your money back. Visit Allegra.com.
Two sides show up in Oklahoma over the weekend as an Oklahoma group wants to show support of the Confederate flag. And when members of the Sons of Confederate Veterans held the rally in Oklahoma City Saturday in support of the flag, protesters also showed up to the event. The rally supporters said the goal was to pay tribute to the Confederate soldiers and their history. Those who protested argued the flag is a symbol of hate. There was no violence reported and no arrests made. The U.S. State Department approves a possible military sale to Ukraine, as we hear from USA Radio's Wendy King.
We're selling Javelin missiles and Javelin command launch units, the latest in a series of moves to help the country defend itself against Russian aggression. The Defense Security Cooperation Agency announced the potential $47 million sale on Thursday after notifying Congress of its approval. Offering assistance to Ukraine as well as pushing back against other Russian moves in Eastern Europe is in line with President Trump's national security strategy. The deal would also provide Ukraine with basic skill trainers from the U.S. and services such as logistics and program support.
And a petition to honor Reverend Billy Graham with the holidays getting big support. More than 60,000 people have signed the online petition to establish a national holiday for the late Reverend. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
And we are back. This is Dr. Miola from Nutrimost of Flemington, and we are talking to Tom Zhang from Zhang Farms from Flemington and Ringo's, and Tom does a remarkable job with grain and all. And we were talking off air about, grain for livestock and all. And then I said, and he said, well, hey, why don't we talk about human consumption too? There's a whole nother component of that. So, Tom, please enlighten our listeners about the human consumption of what you do.
Well, there is no reason why virtually any of the things that I grow for feed, well, I guess if you want to get, kind of surface-like about your thought, we're just animals. And our digestive system is Not a cow. We're not ruminants. Not a goat, because we're not ruminants. But our digestive system is very similar to hogs. And so what works for them will probably work for people. And, of course, we have chefs, and they can do amazing things with the grain. I can grow the grains. There are many different kinds. A miller would be able to tell you what kind is used for what purpose.
Mm-hmm.
I have ideas, and I have grown small amounts of things that I know are very specialized in what they can be used for. Only really just in the last couple of years have I found that there are people who recognize that and are now looking for small amounts of different things. Some of it has to do with things like microbreweries coming up and small distilleries.
Mm-hmm.
And they use very small quantities, relatively speaking, but also very specialized grain. And often some of these grains come from far away. For example, the malting barley that's used.
Mm.
Well, there used to be malt houses in New Jersey, but they are no longer in existence, unless there's a small one out there that I haven't heard of. But
mm-hmm.
no, there used to be pretty sizable ones.
Yeah.
No more. And the malt barley comes primarily from the northern Midwest, the Dakotas and Minnesota,
okay.
Because the climate was better. Well, I still mess around a little bit with that. Same thing with I grow some hard red spring wheat, higher in protein. Spring wheat in this part of the country, whether hard red winter or hard red spring, I'm talking about spring. Spring wheat does not yield anywhere near what the other does. And as a farmer, there's not much of a market for it. Oh, I can sell a hard red spring and just put it in a truckload and ship it off, but you're not going to. It doesn't make up for the yield loss.
Right.
So I was always hoping that someone would come along and want the hard red spring, and because I only had a small quantity of it. And, well, thankfully, John came from down in Hopewell, and, yeah, I think I can use some of that. And and that's good. And he's not afraid to experiment, and I'm not afraid to experiment.
Mm-hmm.
And times being what they are, low commodity prices, it's time to experiment.
Exactly, yeah.
Because you're not going to lose much if it doesn't work out.
Right.
So, yes, if enough people want something, we'll grow it for them. And, you know, if people don't make a decision that they want something and then go to their food store or wherever they shop, grocery store, supermarket, and say, "Do you have this? I want this." And they say, "Oh, yeah, we can get it." And they get it, and it's from way far away from some major food company, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And you look at the ingredients label, and it's, you know, 3 inches long.
Right.
Actually, right there is a big red flag, you know. I know, for example, I love ice cream. To me, that should be one of the major food groups. I could eat that morning, noon, and night.
Mm-hmm.
And in the summertime, my wife will tell you, I have at least one milkshake a day.
Oh, okay.
Preferably more than that if it's hot.
Mm-hmm.
So I do all that stuff. What I was getting at with that was, I lost my train of thought. I was thinking about milkshakes. I could go for one now.
No. There you go. Always good.
But, if people want it and ask for it,
mm-hmm.
someone will be there. And if you can ask for something local, I know what I was getting at with the ice cream. My best favorite ice creams, other than homemade, which is the Tops.
Top.
Is the one that has the smallest ingredients label. That's always the best.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, it's not just for ice cream. It's pretty much everything. Now, you go to your produce section, and you don't need an ingredients label to pick up a carrot. But, you know, if you go to the canned carrots, you might check the ingredients label.
Oh, yeah.
You know? I can tell you some things about livestock and people where we're very similar. Something I learned many, many years ago, and my neighbors had milk cows. You learn about things like what molasses in January is. Open the spigot on that molasses tank in January and put the bucket underneath and just walk away. Because it takes so long to come out. Well, and also the reason you have molasses, well, if you got any hay that's kind of so-so or silage, it's just kind of so-so, you know, and not the best. And mm-hmm. the animals know it, and it doesn't taste quite right. Not that it's rotten or bad. That you throw that away.
Right.
But you know what you do? You pour molasses on it. Well, how much of our foods contain sugars?
Look at that.
It's to make you eat it.
Mm-hmm.
It's to make you want it, make it desirable. Now, I don't think there's anything wrong with that, but we didn't pour molasses on feed all the time. You know, we didn't force feed. So I think people have to look at it the same way. We need to use our brains,
mm-hmm.
and it's not the fault of anyone else. It's not the fault of anyone that some fast food chain sells something high in fat and calories and it's undesirable or something. It's that we don't care and we consume it. Don't say no.
Right.
Don't put it back and say, well, I wanted to have it tonight, but no. You know, got to say no.
That's it. We're going to take a little commercial break here, Tom, and we'll be right back.
Rab Coins of Flemington, New Jersey has been in business for over 40 years. We are highly competitive buyers of gold, silver, and platinum coins, jewelry, and scrap metals, and have recently been named the exclusive gold buyer for Diamond Nation and HealthQuest. We also provide professional appraisals, sales and liquidation services for individuals, law firms, estate trustees, and bank trust departments in New Jersey and Philadelphia. Products and services include gold and silver, American and foreign coins, certified rare date and modern coins, numismatic supplies and books, gold, silver, and platinum bullion, paper currency, United States proof and mint sets, including current issues. From junior collector to the experienced investors, RabCoin has been for the industry since 1974. Founder and owner Randy Block has been an expert and an active member of the coin industry for over 45 years. Visit us at 56 Main Street in historic downtown Flemington or call toll-free 1-800-819-9875. Are you looking to get your message in front of a qualified audience through all the noise out there today? Consider taking an advertisement out on Hunterdon Chamber Radio, WHCR, DB, the voice of business. Contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org.
When it matters most, our award-winning team of emergency physicians and nurses provides sophisticated care 24 hours a day. Superior emergency care at a moment's notice. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care.
Everybody over there!
Get on up!
Everybody out there!
Get into it!
Everybody out there!
Get involved!
Everybody, you...
Did you know? The Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce has over 20 active committees that you can participate in. Committees range from focus on business and government to economic development to events like our annual business expo. Contact the Chamber for more information today at 908-782-7115 or email us at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. The Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.com. www.hunterandthem.org.
All right, we are back. This is Dr. Miola from Nutrimost of Flemington, and we've got Tom Zhang from Zhang Farms, and I just want to let everybody know that the Hopewell Theater this Thursday, which is the 8th at 6 o'clock, is going to be having a documentary that this gentleman that we've been referring to, John McConaughey, and the Brick Farm Group is going to be targeted in. And as far as one of the farms and the ideas of what they want to do about Farmers for America. So if you're interested in finding out more information, go to the website hopewelltheater.com, and I think tickets are only $10. It starts at 6. They're going to have the documentary, and then they'll have a question and answer kind of panel thing that'll work out really nicely and stuff. And the theater has been redone from its old good old days and stuff like that, and I think you would enjoy the evening out and all. And that'll be after that big snowstorm, so that'll be helpful then and all. So, Tom, we were talking about, taking to market and stuff, tractor trailer loads of this grain of yours and all. And then you said, well, hey, you know, people sometimes want to have a bag or a bucket and stuff of the grain. And let's talk about that.
Okay. It's just me and my son primarily. So we don't have a lot of time to package things.
Mm-hmm.
But I do sell, 50 or 100 pounds occasionally of mostly organic.
Okay.
If someone is interested. And it's always there. And I don't say no. I would say no probably to 5 pounds. it comes down to the economics of me and also the purchaser.
Oh, yeah.
You know?
Exactly.
It's just not worth their time. There are lots of people out there marketing small quantities.
Mm-hmm.
And that's great. We need people to do that. Everybody needs to make a living.
Right, exactly.
And if I just wanted to hire a bunch of people just to do that, well, I'd rather not. I'd rather someone else takes the initiative and says, can I buy your grain? And I'll package it.
Right.
That sort of thing.
Mm-hmm.
And fortunately, there are people like that, but I wish there were a lot more people that weren't afraid to jump in with both feet. And it's not going to be easy. It's going to be very difficult sometimes, but you can swim. And I believe the future for agriculture is good, is bright, and those words have been issued for years, and I went through the 1980s, which were neither good nor bright. In fact, that was a truly depression mm-hmm. for agriculture. We lost 500,000 out of 2.5 million people.
Wow.
Well, people don't even know that.
Yeah.
But if you were out in the West, when my wife and I once took a trip out as we were thinking about buying a farm out there and went into a local banker office there and could not meet with the loan officer because they were afraid of being shot. So it was a depression.
Jeez.
Many people lost their lives, not from someone else shooting them.
Mm-hmm.
But how many people know that? Once again, we're divided.
Right.
And this is not something new. This is not something that's come about just since the last presidential mm-hmm. election.
Right.
This has been ongoing for a long time, hopefully coming to a head. But to buck the system, you have to say, okay, I'm willing. I'm going to just do it all I can.
Mm-hmm.
And there's people out there who are willing to help. There's nothing wrong with having a good job that pays well. But you need to want a good life and pursue that. And it will pay you well. I don't know how much it will pay you financially, but you will feel rewarded.
Mm-hmm.
That's kind of what's going on with agriculture. Those who are in it, primarily, at least especially in this area, for the surrounding couple hundred miles at least, that's the way it is for us. We're not pursuing this thing because there aren't other money-making opportunities. There surely are many more that will produce a lot more money. But they will not produce for us the kind of life that we want. And, well, I think it's the same thing with people. Just because you're not farming doesn't mean you don't have the same feelings.
Right, exactly.
And I think you do.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's something we all need to do.
Right.
We all need to, well, go for it ourselves.
Right.
Not just expect someone to go for it and give us some of the residue on your way.
Exactly.
Again, I don't find anything wrong with that.
Mm-hmm.
But there's a lot more to life than that.
Than that stuff.
And part of it is the healthy living. If you live healthy, then your chances are you're thinking healthy.
Mm-hmm.
You're trying to make healthy choices.
Yeah.
That's going to be far more than just nutrition.
Right.
Eventually. Nutrition may be the thing to start it. But I think it's going to be more even than that.
That's great. So, Tom, we've got like another minute or two. Anything you want to let the audience know about? Last minute pausing or passing thoughts?
Oh, not really a passing thought, but a thought is just, I'll just reiterate, I guess, go for it. Seek people out. Want to seek me out? That's fine. Ron, you can give him my phone number if you like.
Very good. We'll get that posted and stuff. You had said something about buy locally, get to know the farmer who actually produces the
Oh, yes, absolutely. I think that's more important than what he produces or anything if you're buying it. Let the farmer make the choice of what he needs to do to produce that crop and produce a good crop. He needs to survive economically, so we don't know what it's going to be. But let's just say somebody's producing something and they say, oh, the only way to save it is I had to use a pesticide on it. Well, if you have a good relationship with him, he's going to tell you that. And he's not going to care, not say he doesn't care, but he's not going to be concerned that you say, okay, I need to go somewhere else. Or you say, if you made that decision, I feel secure.
Mm-hmm.
That's where to find your knowledge.
Exactly.
But you need to get to know where your knowledge is coming from.
And so important, you know. So with that and stuff, we're going to thank Tom for coming on the air. Tom Zhang from Zane Farms, Flemington and Ringo's area here and all. So for your grain needs and stuff, definitely give Tom a thought, and we'll post his contact information and all. And we look forward to hearing and seeing more from him and all. Tom, thank you again for coming on the air with us.
Well, thank you for having me.
Very good.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HuntertonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. The president might be rethinking his position on those stiff new tariffs he says he'll be imposing on imported steel and aluminum. Bob Costantini reports.
Last night, the president threw cold water on his commerce secretaries, indicating Mr. Trump